Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Let's talk about your Thursday night of footy. The Panthers smashing the Rabbitohs 42-12. Look, you look at the 42-12 scoreline, you think the Panthers, if you didn't watch the game, that they were probably dominating throughout the entire contest. It wasn't like that. To start both halves, South Sydney, they looked like they had a lot more energy. They looked like they were really challenging, the Penrith Panthers, and the forward pack looked a lot better. It looked like Dave Mowali started the game well. Sean Kepi in periods was quite good as well. The forward pack, you know, was really in the contest. But then in the last 20 minutes of both halves, and particularly the last 20 minutes of that second half, South Sydney, they were shocking. And yes, you know, they did lose their fullback and their halfback. You know, obviously Dean Hawkins was gone by the 25th minute, and then Jai Gray was gone just after the second half. He really tried to stay out there, but unfortunately that ankle injury gave in. It looks like both of those guys are going to be out for 6+ weeks, which is going to put South Sydney in a bit of a tough position. Do you move Jack Whiten into the halves with Cody Walker going to 7, like rumours do suggest, or do you maybe, you know, bring Ilias back and just see how he goes? Obviously, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they've allowed Lachie Ilias to discuss contracts, with other clubs for the next few seasons. So, you know, maybe they do bring Lachie Ilias back for a little period, or do they just go with Cody Walker and Jack White? And we'll have to wait and see. But it looks like that we won't be seeing too many moves, with Latrell Mitchell being confirmed now by the coach to come back at fullback. And I think that would make the most sense. Obviously, Jai Gray is going to be out for an extended period. You'd imagine that, you know, there's not too many other guys that can cover in that fullback position other than Latrell Mitchell. So Latrell Mitchell coming back in at fullback, hopefully a massive shift in how this side plays, the effort areas. Because it is going to be quite devastating if we look back and the South Sydney Rabbitohs are still playing this poorly by the end of the season. And if they are the wooden spoon team, potentially due to just the effort areas and, you know, potentially the fitness as well, which, again, was a massive criticism for them, you know, in this one, especially with how they ended both halves. It almost looked like the want just wasn't there. And, you know, I was writing in the notes, the want to win, it's there, it's back. South Sydney, they're playing very well. An undermanned side, obviously losing Jai Gray and Dean Hawkins. They looked like they were still in the contest. You know, they were earning penalties. The Panthers, they were giving away a lot of penalties at some stages throughout the game. And it really gave the Rabbitohs a lot of opportunities. But, you know, I feel like without also direction in this side too, once Dean Hawkins, you know, came out of the outfit, they had a lot less direction. You know, it looked like that the South Sydney Rabbitohs themselves just didn't know where they were going, how to finish sets, and it troubled them a lot throughout the game as well. It would hurt them in attack, especially when they were getting absolutely dominated too by the Penrith defence. I think there was about 3 or 4 sets where South were kept in their own 20-metre line to finish a set, which is just unacceptable for any team. You look at the stats in this one. South Sydney, 78%, the same as the Penrith Panthers. 33 from 42 sets completed for the Panthers, 30 from 38 for the Rabbitohs. The Panthers, they did have the host of possession, 56% possession in this one compared to the Rabbitohs of 44. But yeah, I mean, the Rabbitohs, when they did have the ball in hand, they just were not good enough. They were not good enough in this one, unfortunately, especially at the back end of those halves. I mean, you look at the stats as well, and it's a game that South Sydney, you know, a full man to South Sydney, they probably would have won too. The Panthers had 12 errors. They had 5 penalties conceded as well in this one, 4 ruck infringements. For majority of this game, the Panthers weren't playing well either. It was just in the last few minutes of the game when they really started to get on a roll. The Panthers, obviously, you can see even with the score sheet here, 58th, 62nd, 69th, and 76th minute, the Panthers really went on a roll with tries. And I think after the Cody Walker bomb, I feel like that was a real key moment which shifted the Rabbitohs' mentality. And it sort of it was the beginning of the end as well. You could definitely see a change in the way that South Sydney were playing. There was a lot less energy. And as a result, the Panthers just absolutely smoked them. And there was a few poor defensive reads on South Sydney's left edge. Isaac Thompson, particularly that one off the, you know, the last tackle kick, a really solid kick from Cody Walker on that left-hand side. He booted it into the corner. The ball sat up. Any other team traps Dylan Edwards in his in goal, but Dylan Edwards ends up making 40 metres off that run, runs straight around Isaac Thompson. The defence was just poor. And again, it was another reason why South Sydney lost the game. Defence. Defence has been an issue for the past few weeks. We spoke about it on a BTFU as well. And, you know, Rennie was making great points. You know, South Sydney had been regarded for a few years as the best defensive team in a while. But obviously, over the past 2 years, the defence has been quite poor. And even last year, our attack was so good that you didn't really notice the defence. But obviously, this year, when our attack just isn't as good and the forwards aren't moving forward, the defensive, you know, the poor defence does get exposed. That's exactly what Rennie said, and I agree with it 100%. And as much as it is hard to talk about my team in that sort of way, it's just the reality of it. Our defence is just poor at the moment. And definitely not playing up to standard, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And, yeah, errors, you know, cheap penalties as well towards the back end of the game, but also just the defence, it really did hurt them. And when you've got the back line, obviously, all running under 100 metres, I mean, Isaiah Tass as a winger had 7 runs for 53 metres. I mean, when you've got Jai Arrow and Cam Murray, the only players in the South Sydney Rabbitohs side to run over 100 metres, it just isn't good enough either in attack. And even in those moments where they did look good, you've still, at the end of a game, got your most of your back line not running over the 100-metre mark. I mean, the standouts for this side, as per usual, Jack Whiten had a big game in this one. He looked great, 96 metres off 12 runs. You know, I thought that he was quite good, 4 tackle busts. He was dangerous every time he ran the ball. Obviously moved, I think, into a fullback 5-8 hybrid role and really killed it too. For the Rabbitohs, he was really trying out there. He was trying to put the Rabbitohs through for a lot of opportunities. Isaac Thompson just, you know, at the end of the day, didn't play too well. Made a few errors, defensively not as good, and he did cost the side in a few opportunities as well. Not that he cost us the game, but there was just a few opportunities where he should have iced, especially that inside ball. You know, some say it wasn't on. It probably was, to be honest, and you know, even if it isn't, you got to catch those balls. It's first grade rugby league. And Cam Murray, Jai Arrow, what we spoke about before, you know, 12 runs for Jai Arrow. He ran for 109 metres, 36 post contact. He had 38 tackles, only missed 3. Cam Murray, 101 metres off 16 runs, 28 post contact. He had 6 hit ups with a tackle bust in there as well, 34 tackles. I thought those two through the middle of the park were the standouts in this one, and particularly in defence, we're really trying to get the Rabbitohs back into this game as well. Hopefully not an injury there for Jai Arrow. Obviously had a shoulder issue after the Luke Garner try, or maybe it was a try that Taruva set up on that right-hand side. But yeah, look, he did not look well by the end of that game either. So hopefully he's 100% because he was one of our best in terms of front rowers. I thought that Sean Kepi, you know, in attack, I thought that he was quite good as well. You know, obviously had 12 runs, 90 metres, had a tackle bust in there as well, 28 tackles. I thought that he was quite good as well. But yeah, at the end of the day, the effort areas weren't there. It looked like the Rabbitohs were a little bit unfit going into this one as well. And then you look at the stats from the Panthers here. Dylan Edwards only played 72 minutes. He had 200 metres still, 17 runs. 113 of those metres were kick return metres, so you can just tell, and obviously a key stat contributing to that was that run, obviously on that left-hand side where Cody Walker put the kick in. It sat up every day of the week, as we said. Any other team traps Dylan Edwards in his own in-goal, but unfortunately, you know, Dylan Edwards, he runs 40 metres straight around Isaac Thompson. 200 metres off 17 runs, Dylan Edwards, 31 post-contact, 2 line breaks, a line break assist, a try assist, 6 tackle busts. Dangerous there at fullback as always. He had Brian To'o getting through some tough work as well. 37 post contact, which isn't much for Brian To'o as well on the wing there. But 140 metres, looked quite good in attack as well. A lot more of the ball went to Sunia Taruva. 14 runs, 137 metres. He had 2 line breaks, had a line break assist, a try assist, 2 tackle busts. Taylor May was great as well. He moved to the wing by the end of that game. He had 11 runs for 174 metres. A line break in there, 4 tackle busts, 12 tackles, 0 missed in defence too. He was outstanding there in the centres, and then obviously by the end of the game on the wing. Fisher Harris through the middle, 22 runs, 177 metres, 58 post-contact metres, 2 tackle busts there as well. 20 hit-ups for the big James Fisher-Harris, 27 tackles, 0 miss. That is just insane.
absolutely insane there. Fisher Harris having a huge game in the middle. Isaiah Yeo, 19 runs, 172 metres. He had, in terms of defence, 30 tackles, 0 missed. Lindsay Smith, when he came onto the field, was outstanding. 19 runs, 152 metres, and then 21 tackles, 0 missed. That's a key difference from these two sides was the defence as well. A lot of these guys did not miss a tackle. You know, Dylan Edwards, Taylan May, Brian To'o, Fisher Harris, Liam Martin, Isaiah Yeo, Lindsay Smith, Matt Eisenhuth, Jack Cole when he came on in the centres as well. All of these guys did not miss a tackle. So, that's a key difference when you're looking at both of these sides as well was the defence. And we've spoken about it enough. Don't really want to speak about this game too much longer. The Panthers, they were the way better team. They were way fitter than us as well. The Taylan May try is just another key example. Obviously, the South Sydney trying to get back in the defensive line. And Taylan May just runs straight around everyone and gasses everyone. And you could see it on Cody Walker's face, just running back as well, trying to get back into the defensive line. None of them look fit, really, and I'm just going to say it now. You know, I've said that it's a speculation of a lot of NRL fans. I think it too. Watching that game, it just did not look like they were fit or up for this game. It really didn't. It's disappointing. Hopefully, they bounce back from this one, the Rabbitohs, because if they don't and they continue down this trajectory, it's going to be really dangerous times for South Sydney. They go up against the Dragons next week. It is a game they should win. They get Latrell Mitchell back. Hopefully they do get up for that one. But, yeah, really disappointing. Really disappointing from South Sydney. As for the Panthers, we expected this scoreline from them. It was a lot tighter for most of the game. There was a few errors from the Panthers as well in this one. 12 errors, I think I said it was as well. It wasn't the Panthers' best game by any stretch. It was the last 20 minutes where the Panthers just really, came back in this one, and we've seen that from the Panthers on a number of occasions. It's a scoreline that we expected here, obviously, with how South Sydney are going. But, yeah, as a South fan, it does hurt. It does hurt seeing these scorelines, back-to-back. And, it is to be expected going up against Melbourne and Penrith when South Sydney are playing in this sort of way. That's full time. See you in the next one.